Hey everyone, welcome back. You ready to dive in again?
Always ready to dive in.
This time, we're tackling webinar platforms. I know you've got a big presentation coming up.
Oh yeah, gotta love a good webinar, right?
The best. And you know you're on top of things because you shared that article with me, the 2024 Marketer's Guide.
That's a good one. It's got it all.
Seriously, September 17th, it just came out. But who has time to read all that, right?
Definitely not me. Way too busy for that.
Right. So think of this as your cheat sheet. We're pulling out the need-to-knows, the stuff that makes you go, wait, why didn't I think of that?
The best kind of insights, the ones that sneak up on you.
Exactly. So our mission, if you choose to accept it, getting you prepped with all the right questions to ask. Oh, and some insider tips you probably wouldn't catch on the first read.
Because sometimes knowing what to ask is like half the battle won, you know?
Truth. Okay, so the article jumps right in. Ease of use. Sounds simple enough.
Yeah, user-friendly, you'd think that's a given.
You'd think. But there's this point in here, it's not just about the people attending the webinar.
Oh, interesting. So true, though. I've been there.
It's about everyone, the whole crew.
Presenters, moderators, the tech folks in the background.
Exactly. If the platform's a pain to use, you're asking for trouble. Imagine, like, juggling while riding a unicycle on a tightrope.
Oh my gosh, recipe for disaster. And
Yeah.
yeah, you don't want your
Yeah.
tech being the disaster.
The article even mentions look for platforms with onboarding. Means
Smur.
they actually care that you know how to use their
It's
stuff.
like they want you to succeed, not just throw you to the wolves.
Exactly. The more time you're not wrestling with tech.
The more time you can spend on what really matters.
Right, your content. Engaging with everyone.
Creating that experience, which by the way reminds me, they talk about live streaming engagement and quality all together.
They're like the all-star team of webinars.
For good reason. It's got to be seamless. It's like,
Yeah.
you know, at a sporting event, the game's happening live, the crowd's going wild.
And you need someone to tell you what's going on.
Yes. Clear commentary, good energy, that's what makes it exciting.
Keeps everyone glued to their seats, metaphorically. Or literally, I guess, if it's a webinar.
Speaking of glued to things, that stat in the article about mobile devices.
96% of people using their phones to get online.
Wild, right? But it's huge.
Okay, so even with an amazing platform, if it's not mobile friendly,
You're gonna have
oh,
problems.
big time.
Pretty much. It's like you're closing the door on most of your audience.
Wow. Okay, so accessibility is key.
Absolutely. Makes me think of the next part, branding, data, all that legal stuff.
The fine print everyone skips.
Important though, trust me. It's like imagine picking a place for a big event, right?
Sure.
You care about how it looks, the vibe.
The ambiance.
Yes. But you also need to know, like, what are their safety rules? What if someone trips and falls?
Liability stuff makes sense.
Exactly. And in
Totally.
this case, it's data privacy. That's the big one.
Huge. And this article, they say GDPR compliance is a must.
Non-negotiable. Because GDPR, that sets a high bar. It's how companies handle personal info. So if a platform's not compliant,
Red flag.
huge, waving wildly in the wind kind of red flag.
Yikes. Okay, so how do I make sure I'm picking a platform that takes data security seriously?
Good question. So look for things like HTTPS on their website. It's a little digital lock, you know, keeps your info safe.
Okay, HTTPS. Got it. Anything else?
Two-factor authentication, that's another good one. And look for those industry certifications like ISO 27001.
Those really mean something.
They do. They show the platform has gone through rigorous testing and meets top-notch security standards. It's like having a security guard at the door, an extra layer of protection. A little effort up front can save you a lot of trouble later on.
Okay, so we've covered a lot from how easy a platform is to use, making sure it works on phones, and that it's got good data security.
It's like we're building the ultimate webinar platform piece by piece.
And what good is a structure without the right connections, right?
Correct.
Integrations, that's the next piece.
So important because no platform is an island, right?
Definitely not. You've got your CRM, email marketing,
Marketing automation, there's so much going on behind the scenes.
and you don't want your webinar platform to be this lone wolf off doing its own thing.
Like trying to build a car where the engine doesn't talk to the wheels, not going to get very far.
And speaking of CRM, that's another thing this article really highlights.
Game changer.
Think about it. Your CRM, it's like the brain of your business.
All that precious data living there.
And when your webinar platform integrates
It's
seamlessly,
like plugging your webinar right into that brain.
you get all those leads flowing directly from your webinar.
You see who's engaging, what they're interested in.
You know, more manually copying things over, risking mistakes.
Or wasting time. Who has time for that?
Not us. It's all automated. And it's not just CRMs, right? There's the marketing side of things too.
Oh, for sure. You've got marketing automation platforms, things like HubSpot.
So you can set things up. Someone attends your webinar, they download something.
Boom, they get a follow-up email, like magic.
See, this is why I love automation. Okay, but what about actually selling through webinars? The article talks about payment gateways.
Right, because who wants a checkout process that's a total pain?
The worst. Scares everyone away.
But integrate with a good payment gateway like Stripe or PayPal.
It's smooth sailing.
Exactly. No
Well,
more sending people to a million different sites or filling out forms from the Stone Age.
it's all about making things easy from start to finish.
100%. And we can't forget about social media.
Of course not.
Because when you connect your webinar platform with your social media,
It's like you're expanding your reach even further.
exactly. Live tweeting, answering questions in real time. You can even do Q&As directly from your social feed.
It's like everyone gets a backstage pass.
I love that. But you know, all of this, it made me think we need to talk about the different types of webinars you can host.
Because it's not one size fits all, is it?
No way. Luckily, the article breaks it down. You've got live, simula, on-demand, even hybrid. Each one has its own thing, different goals, you know?
So how do I know which one is right for me?
Good question. Okay, so live webinars, those are like the big concert everyone's hyped about.
Lots of energy.
Exactly. Live Q&A, product launches, anything where that real-time interaction is key.
They had to be there, kind of thing.
Yes. Now, Simulive, those are interesting. It's like you pre-record the concert.
But the band still makes a surprise appearance.
Exactly. So you get the polish of pre-recorded, but you can still be there in the chat, answer questions, keep the energy high.
Best of both worlds.
Totally. Then you've got on-demand. Those are your workhorses. Perfect for content that's always relevant.
Trainings, tutorials.
Yep. People can access them whenever it works for them.
24/7 library of knowledge.
Perfect way to put it. And finally, there's hybrid webinars. Those are a bit of
A
everything.
little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Exactly. Like a live keynote, then maybe some on-demand breakout sessions or networking
Well, it's like
opportunities.
a choose your own adventure webinar.
In a way, yeah. And that's why you need a platform that can handle it all.
That's flexible. Can switch things up.
100%. Because you want to be able to experiment, see what works best for your audience.
And we're back. The final stretch of our webinar platform deep dive. We've covered so much ground, integrations, choosing the right type of webinar, but we've saved some sneaky little details for last.
You know, the kind of things that seem small but can totally make or break your webinar.
Exactly, like browser compatibility.
Oh, don't even get me started.
You're all ready to go. You click the link and then bam, browser not supported.
The worst, like showing up to a costume party in your regular clothes.
The ultimate webinar fail.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So, bottom line, you need a platform that plays nice with all the browsers.
Chrome, Firefox, Safari, all the big ones.
All of them. And don't forget about mobile browsers.
Right, because these days.
People are joining from everywhere.
So it can't just work on a phone. It's got to be a good experience.
100%. Like, they should be able to do everything on their phone that they could on a computer.
Answer polls, jump in the Q&A.
Network with other people, no problem.
No one wants to feel left out because of their phone.
Exactly. And the article, they really stress this, test it out.
Don't just take their word for it.
Nope. See for yourself. Because you know what they say, seeing is believing. Which reminds me, we got to talk about data.
Oh, yeah, the data, the
Yeah.
insights, the analytics, all that good stuff.
It's like having a superpower, you know? You can see exactly what's going on with your webinar.
Who's attending? Are they actually paying attention?
Exactly. A good platform will show you everything: how many people showed up, how long they stuck around, any leads you generated.
Gold mine of information.
Right, because then you can use that data to make your next webinar even better.
So it's not enough to just have the data. It needs to be presented in a way that makes sense.
100%. A dashboard full of random numbers, that's useless.
Like having all the ingredients but no recipe.
Exactly. You gotta know how to use what you've got.
You know, as we wrap up, it makes me think about what you were saying before. A webinar platform, it's not just a tool.
It's a partner.
You're choosing a company, a whole team to work with.
And you want a team that's just as passionate about your success as you are. So yeah, look beyond the flashy features and ask yourself, do their values align with yours? Are they all about innovation? Do they offer amazing customer support? Those things matter.
It's about finding the right fit, someone who gets you, who's in your corner. Well, everyone, I think we did it. We navigated the wild, wonderful world of webinar platforms. You got the questions, you've got the insider knowledge. Now go forth and find that perfect platform. The one that lets you share your message and connect with your people in a way that feels totally you.
Happy webinaring, everyone.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.